Alpha 7 Japan, mobile.
Mr. Bob, Kilo Zulu 4 Mike, mobile.
Off today.
We had five or six. Ended up with a couple of generals out of it.
Just more people on the air, that's what we need. Well, are y'all prepared for the big snow event?
Ever. It's supposed to get more miles, but we ain't at my house, we're at her house, so, you know, we'll get some ice probably, and that's about it. I had water lines bust underneath the sink at the North 40, and I had ankle-deep water in the kitchen last night, so I spent all night sopping and trying to dry that mess up.
Yeah, that ain't no fun at all, for sure, so, well, I'm heading up to visit my dad a little bit. I think I'm going to be bringing him home next week, as provided I can get through the snow, but I'm thinking maybe Thursday he might come home, and if that's the case, I think we'll have it cleared out by then, maybe.
LBO says hello, by the way, and I spent yesterday trying to get that Carolina Wyndham up, and ended up, you know, I've got specialized sinkers I use in my launcher, and daggone if I didn't break the last two, so I still don't have that Wyndham up, and I can't use my launcher. I guess I used to get them from Cabela's, but they stopped carrying the sinker that I built it for. And I'm either going to have to manufacture my own sinker, my own launching device, or I'm going to have to build another gun.
I don't know, how big is the barrel on your launcher?
1/4 inch PVC. That 2 ounce sinker, teardrop sinker, worked perfect. I've got some others, but they're smaller and the air gets around them, and it doesn't fire quite as well. But I'm either going to, like I said, make me a mold and pour some lead or whatever. But what happened was, where the wire goes through the sinker, it ripped apart right there on both of them. So it wasn't my knot, it wasn't my line, it was just the tile spot.
Barrel, I'm thinking you can take a piece of CPVC and put a glue a cap on one end, fill it up with nuts or whatever, and make it about 2 and a half inches long, put a cap on the bottom, fill it up with nuts, drill a hole in the top cap, put an eye bolt in it with two nuts, and you'd have a projectile basically the same as what I use on mine, only it'll just be a little bit skinnier.
I've got some at home. It won't quite fit in there, but if I take a sander to it, it'll slide in fine. So just plugging the ends would be the problem, unless I go get some smaller tubes.
I mean, plugging the ends. If you use CPVC, you know what I'm talking about? So a short piece of PVC with a PVC cap glued on one end, and then drill a hole in another cap, put an eye bolt in it, fill the tube of PVC, CPVC up, and then glue that cap with the eye bolt in it. And then you just tie your fishing line to that and drop it down the barrel.
The only problem is I'll have to try to see if I can find some smaller CPVC. What I've got won't fit in the barrel, but it would if you sanded it. But if you put caps on it, it definitely ain't going to fit in there.
Okay, so what about a two and a half inch piece of PEX? And those PEX, well, that might not work because of the clamp. I'm thinking about it now, but those PEX, that PEX is a little bit smaller. But another option, Tom, let me let it drop. For you to take your barrel and at the bottom, right close to the very bottom, cut it off there, put an adapter on it, and size up your barrel to 1 1/4 inches or 1 1/2 inches, I forget what it is, so that a 3/4 inch PVC cap will fit in it.
About that too. I got options. I've got to get her done. I should have worked on that earlier because I knew I hadn't been able to find those sinkers for about a year, and I knew it was going to be scarce, and I'd probably end up losing the last ones I had, and I didn't. I just broke them both.
Pepper trying to put up a Wyndham yesterday. I put my 160 meter antenna back up. I took it down for some tree work, and I shot the thing up into the tree, and I ran all of the fishing line out, and the projectile was just hanging about 70 feet in the air. So I had to unhook it and tie another piece of fishing line to it to lower it down, and it was a little bit of a fiasco, but I got it all back up, and I need to reload my fishing reel with some new line. It's been on there for years, and I've broke it several times, and it's just time to put 300 yards more on it, a new line on it.
I had to do that yesterday, too. That fishing line had been on that reel for a couple of years, and it broke a couple of times, and I went, okay, time to coil this. So I had to re-reel all that on there. And that was fun with that 30-pound test line. I hate reeling that stuff up.
Last time I reloaded mine, I went up to 50 pounds. I kind of like the 50 pound. I've broke 30 before, but the 50 is pretty good, but I can only get 300 yards on that reel.
It's more than you should ever need for shooting in a cannon.
It's plenty. It's more than enough. And I just go ahead and fill it up because, as you know, I don't know how many times you get it where you end up breaking it and you cut 100 feet off here and 100 feet off there. Next thing you know, you don't have enough. So, and then you got to tie it together, splice it together. And sometimes that's not the best thing, but it will work in a pinch.
We're coming through the shadow of Paris Mountain here, so I might be scratchy for a little bit, but I'm still in here. But how far are you going to go up to see your dad?
To you, I'm going to go ahead and jump off here because I'm just getting ready to turn into the parking lot here in about another 100 yards or so. So you guys have a good one. Stay warm. Keep your feet dry. And I will talk to you at some point in time if you need something or if you need my launcher. You can come and get it if you can make it up here. Have a good one. We'll talk to you again, Tom, ND7J.
Well, you have a good visit with your dad. You be careful out there. They're saying maybe it's going to start raining early, so you be careful out on the roads. If you need me for anything, give me a yell. 73, ND7J. This is Kilo Zulu 4 Mike.
I'll catch up with you soon. CZ4M ND7J. I had to think about that. Catch you later.
SA Monitoring, KI4DOS Mobile.
Somebody to talk to. I usually just say listening, or I just throw my call sign out and say mobile. Have a good one, Gary. I got to run. Talk to you later. ND7J.
Hey there, Gary.
Be careful up there in the ice and snow. We'll talk at you later. 73, ND7J, KI4DOS.
Got doubled with you there. Long time no see. Kilo Zulu 4 Mike for ID.
You said that to irritate and aggravate me.
Just a dying laughing.
I over and take a microphone away from you since you don't know how to do that properly.
How to hold the microphone. The only thing you can do is call around on the radio. That's the only time she'll answer.
The laughing in the background. Oh, baby, Tom, y'all be careful going on to the house. I'm just about here at the house. I'm sitting there listening to you and Bob talk. But y'all take care. Be safe. Stay warm. Stay dry. And we'll talk to y'all later. KZ4M, KI4DOS Mobile.
Gary, you stay warm. Don't get out in this mess. I'm not so much worried about your driving. It's not all the other idiots out there that I'm worried about. But you have a good one. Tell Miss Joy we said hi, and y'all have a great weekend. KZ4M Mobile. I'll be clear listening.
Y'all have a good weekend. What's left of it, and I think this is a long weekend, but I don't know if LBO has to work or not. Y'all just be safe and be careful when you have to get out. Talk to you later. 73, KZ4M, KI4DOS, Mobile Clear.